K-State Nation, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, coming to you from cool Kansas City, Missouri on midweek Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Eddie Greer, your host for the Pearl Project Podcast. This podcast, obviously, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is the postcast edition. K-State baseball in the slide continues. No runs against 16-17, which was yesterday, 16-17 UConn, losing. Shutout. I thought this was 6-0, but apparently it was not. 4-0 last night at Elliott Ballpark out there in Storrs, Connecticut there as well. And a couple of key two-run innings by UConn was all that he needed right there. All what they needed right there to win. And Andrew Evans, he was on a mission there for UConn in this game. And I said this at the top of the season. Top of the season, right? Now you can slow this K-State offense down at least 1 through 5. The opposition has a chance to win this game. UConn, and Alex talked about this. My co-host Alex Aiden. We did not do a bonus pod, so that will have to wait until next week. Was off work vacation. Work vacation doesn't make sense, but a work trip for him this week. So that's why we're not able to do it. Put it off until next week. So here we go again with that. But we're going to continue with this daily podcast. Look, K-State obviously swept last weekend at Norman. And they're 0-4 on this road trip. Have not won a game. And they got to turn right around today and play a Northeastern team that's 27-8. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, 27-8. I got that right. I got that written down. 27-8. Only the second time they're going to meet. And this is, again, I'm jumping way ahead of the script. But anyway, but since I'm here, we might as well just go right there, right? Nothing for Kansas State to this point of the season. 27-8 Northeastern. Later on, I'm trying to find time, but I think it's either 1 or 2 o'clock. But yeah, it's like something around there. We'll get it sorted out. I believe I want to say 2 o'clock, but check the schedule later on this afternoon. K-State wraps up its long trip. It's Northeastern 1-1. It's going to be the second meeting between those schools. Right there. Quick summary into the box score right before we get to Coach Pete Hughes. Right, K-State 5 hits. No runs, obviously. Shut down. An error. Left 5 on base. UConn, 4 runs on 6 hits. No errors. They left 6 on base. At least 5 K-State Wildcats in this lineup produced a hit. We'll get to that. We'll get to that here shortly. I said Andrew Evans. UConn, take that back. Adrian Evans got the loss for K-State in this one after Ty Rule only went a couple innings to start this game, right? And Cilinelli, he got the win coming out of the pen for UConn there. We'll go check that out here in a second. And now I did not want that. Appreciate you on that. Pete Hughes, right after the game, quote, "We couldn't seem to be able to build an inning or put pressure on them all night long." And then he continues to say, quote, "I thought they did a really good job attacking our offense. They executed the appropriate matchups and made the limit big pitches that had to be thrown," end quote, there as well from the head coach of Kansas State. Yeah, Kansas State baseball team came in here in this road trip for 21-10. They have last 4 straight. Their overall record now, 21-14. UConn, 517-17. This is the Pearl Project Podcast Postcast Edition. Baseball, Eddie Greer III, checking in from Kansas City, Missouri. Joe Cilinelli gets the win for UConn. He goes to 3-2. Andrew Evans lost. Same exact record at 3-2. Time of the start of the game. 6:05 Central. Yes, Central time. Time of the game, 2 hours and 28 minutes. Attendance just over 700 there as well in this baseball game here. Let's see. I said we're going to go back and check who got the hits. Kalen Culpepper, one for three. Nick Inglis, 1 for 4. Caden Phillips, 1 for 3. David Bishop, first baseman, 1 for 3. And Jaden Parsons, 1 of 2. The third baseman there as well in this baseball game. There, yeah, Ty Rule. I don't understand this. If you're going to start, you might as well just have him come out of the pen. I don't understand. Was it something wrong with him or whatnot? But I don't know. I don't know, right? Only an inning pitched. Walked 1. Struck out 2. That's a solid inning still. Or first inning for Ty Rule anyways before Pete Hughes decided to bring on Andrew Evans. I don't understand this logic move here from Major Hughes. I don't get it because he gave up runs in a stint. Andrew Evans lost 2 1/3 innings pitched. 3 hits, 2 runs. Both of those were earned. Walked. UConn batter struck out 2. Adam Arthur, Sam Roberts, Preston Martinez, and Jackson Whitworth rounds out the pitching for K-State. Whitworth pitched 2/3 to close it. He and Preston Martinez ended up pitching combined an inning there as well. Meanwhile, Garrett Cole, no relation to the New York Yankees pitcher, Gary Cole, but 4 innings pitched, no runs given up, 2 hits, walk 1, struck out 4. And Joe Cilinelli got the win here. Skipped to him because Joe Corella pitched. He was yanked out of there. 2 innings pitched by Cilinelli, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. So I don't get this move. Was it the right decision? It's hard for me to say that. Sit here and say that, but I question that move right there. Given the fact that Ty Rule didn't give up anything in that first inning, and then maybe so. Maybe Ty Rule does give up those same runs. I don't know. But to take him out after one inning there just doesn't make a lot of sense. And you have to look. Like, you're playing back-to-back games. It's not like you're playing your original one midweek game. You're not doing that, right? you're not doing that, right? It is hard for me to just fathom all that right there, right? So I don't know. I don't know. This what that was the right move there. Especially you're not playing your one usual one midweek game before the weekend. You're playing 2. So you're using all those pitchers that I just reeled off right there. I question that move right there. I really don't, because you're playing back-to-back games. You got to turn around. Not only that, you got to turn around at a 2 o'clock game this afternoon against Northeastern, a pretty damn good team at that. This team's in trouble. And the forecast don't look good for later on this afternoon. We'll have to see what happens there. I would have just let Tyro pitch, at least get you to the 5th inning, and then you can do what you need to do. But I didn't like the move. I don't like the move, especially you're playing back-to-back games where you might end up using a lot of pitchers here too. I don't know. But PU's there. That's a questionable move there. You're playing Northeastern this afternoon, and then you got to turn around this weekend, finally, get some home cooking. But you're playing against the Oklahoma State team at Toyton, at home, this weekend. So, we'll see how this pans out. But right now, you'd be lucky to get at least a win here. But this is, I don't want to predict anything, but this don't look good road trip-wise for K-State baseball. We'll see what happens though, but they get shut out last night in Storrs, Connecticut. Now you got to turn around and play Northeastern here in this afternoon in a little bit, just after 2 Central Time up there. K-Man will have the coverage if you're listening in the Manhattan area. Real quick, basketball. See, another Jones is on the men's basketball roster. We haven't talked about this much, but I mentioned we got another recruit, but I didn't really look into it much. CJ Jones, another transfer, lands in Atlanta, Manhattan-ness. 6'5", 195 pounds. In his career, 38% shooter from downtown. That's just a quick synopsis there of CJ Jones right there. And he'll have the opportunity. This is already, Jesus Christ, already a solid backcourt, already loaded. We just got Doug McDaniel not too long ago. Right? Now you got CJ Jones. You already had bring back Ames. And I would assume, look, there's more K-State sources closer to the team than I am. Me and Alex are. So don't take it with a grain of salt. Ames, we know Danny Ames coming back. RJ Jones. That's so funny. CJ Jones, now on the basketball team, joined by RJ Jones. No relation. Quiz Glover. And I think I'm leaving somebody out. Oh, yeah. Castillo, yep. So, yeah, absolutely. This backcourt is loaded for K-State. So, again, I have to do a little bit more deeper dive on CJ Jones when I have a chance. But another big get from the transfer portal for K-State. So, huge. And so, again, This roster already starting to build itself for next season. So already, I'm already excited for that. But yeah, after the season they had, and don't ask me about Kaluma. I haven't seen anything yet on him. Or Kasan, really, for that matter. But hey, I mean, you want to get back to the tournament. This is what you got to do. And so far, so good. Obviously, the big returnee, your head coach, Jerome Tang, coming back after testing the waters a little bit. So, yeah, man. Again, that's all I have right now. But, yeah, I came across that the other day. I'm like, oh, who do we get this time? And then had a look there and, oh, another Jones joining the team. So, yeah, so already you look at the names I just reeled off in the backcourt. Woo! Some studs in the backcourt, folks. And this team is starting to already, we're already in the second half of April, and we still have the rest of 2024 to go, but when basketball does return later on this year, this backcourt could be something if they can live up to the potentials. But that's just my early synopsis there on what the basketball roster is right now for Kansas State men's basketball in 2024-25. So, but a lot more. Hey, we got a lot more to discuss for sure. I do plan on having at least one guest for sure on here. I'm hoping to set up maybe another future guest here down the line on the Pearl Project Podcast bonus coverage. So it's early. I'm working out the details on that. But the postcast, baseball, K-State, their losing streak goes up to 4. We'll see what happens later on here this afternoon, early afternoon game against Northeastern. At 2 Central Time, 3 Eastern Time. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever our podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever you do decide to record Kansas State content. Talk K-State sports here on this podcast. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, my co-host usually for majority of the postcast. And bonus content. Yes, I mentioned that. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Only on Podbean. The bonus content from here on out will solely be on Podbean only. But you can find daily content on iTunes, Spotify, Pearl Project Podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast there as well. So there you go on that. But that's going to wrap things up on this Wednesday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in cool Kansas City, Missouri. K-State shut out by the UConn Huskies last night. Can they get at least one win? They have a tall order this afternoon against Northeastern. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer in KC, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. Go Cats.